Nesta vida nós nos preparamos para tantas coisas.
In this life we prepare ourselves
escola,
for so many things.
Estudamos por conta
we go
própria.
To school, we study
nos preparamos
on our own.
Para tantas eventualidades.
We prepare ourselves for so many possible events.
Aprendemos técnicas.
We receive technical
e por que
training.
Não nos preparamos também para a morte?
So why don't we also prepare ourselves
Afinal, nós
for death?
Até nos preparamos para coisas que eventualmente
After
nem vão
all,
acontecer.
We prepare ourselves for things that may
aprendemos
not even
tantas
happen.
Coisas que não vamos precisar.
We learn so many things that we are not going to need, not going to use. We begin to learn about facts of our lives. We anticipate things that are going to happen. We prepare ourselves for things that are not even going to happen.
Coisas que nunca vamos ocupar.
And how often, for years on end, we study things that we are never going to apply. Nevertheless, we do not remember this inevitable fact, which is going to happen to all of us, sooner or later, and from which no one escapes, our transition, our passing on to another dimension of life, which here is called death. This study is to help us to open us up to an understanding of this transition event
para nos ajudar a enfrentar esses momentos
and to help us face those inevitable moments which we will
Isto
all
vai
undergo.
Conosco dia,
it will happen to us one day
de uma maneira não
and
só
it
serena,
can happen
mas
not only in a tranquil but also in an intelligent way.
Tempo, a morte não vai ser vista mais como ela
In
é vista
the near
atualmente.
Future, death will no longer
atualmente,
be
ela é vista como uma
the
partida,
way it is today.
Como uma separação,
Currently,
como algo
death is regarded as a departure, as a separation, as something unpleasant.
Contra a morte.
So much so that many people struggle against death.
E preferem até nem
they
pensar nesse
don't
fato.
Want to die, they don't
é um
want death, and would rather not
pessoas,
even think about
é um
it.
Tabu.
For some people, this subject is
taboo.
Nevertheless, as part of the development of humanity, one day in the not too distant future, individuals should be able to attain what is called continuity of consciousness. That is, we will be able to exist in this physical, emotional, and mental dimensions where we live consciously. We will be able to be present in these dimensions and at the same time be lucid and conscious in other dimensions of life. So when we are here in this dimension and in the other dimensions and we go from one dimension to the other with a certain ease and we are conscious in each one of them, we can say that we have a continuity of consciousness. And this is what humans will attain in time. So in the future there will be an interchange between the physical dimension and the other dimensions of life. And when this interchange takes place, when in consciousness we can go from one dimension to another, and then on, the fear of death will certainly disappear. We can recognize that the word death is inappropriate. We already know that nothing dies, that nothing comes to an end, and we even know a law that states
as coisas se
that
transformam em outras,
everything
mas não
is transformed. Things are transformed
então,
into other things,
morreu,
but they do not come to an end.
Dizendo uma verdade.
So when we say that someone died, we are not telling the truth.
A gente não está
when we use this term death,
verdadeira.
We are not saying something that is true.
Verdadeiramente é que o indivíduo muda de
because
dimensão,
what really happens
dimensão,
is that the individual changes
morreu.
Dimensions.
And
goes on to another dimension, but nothing dies. Even the physical body that stays on here in the concrete dimension and disintegrates, the particles of this body, its atoms, its cells, all this is not going to disappear. All this is going to change to another state, and it is going to be transformed into different matter. While this physical body is being transformed into different matter through decomposition or cremation, the consciousness of the individuals changes dimensions successively, going from one dimension to another. Besides continuity of consciousness, which is something that one can attain, in the future, the physical eyes of human beings will undergo a development. And with this development of the physical eyes, humans will be able to see by means of their very eyeballs that which is called the etheric dimension, and they will be able to see the exit of an etheric body from a physical body of someone who is disincarnated. We know the etheric body is that body of energy that breaks loose from the physical body as soon as the consciousness begins disincarnating. So when, with their physical eyes, individuals see this etheric body leaving the physical body, everyone will see that there is survival and that something leaves this physical dimension and simply goes on to another dimension. And another human development that will help us and that will further the overcoming of the fear of death is the functioning of what is called the third eye, which is a kind of inner sight, the possibility to see inwardly inside one's own head without using one's physical eyeball. When this third eye becomes definitively awakened, it will show that immortality does exist, because with this vision inside our heads, we see other levels and see that life goes on there, and that people on these other levels are even active. So in the future, through the physical eyeball itself, we will be able to see the etheric body departing from the physical body. And with the development of this inner vision inside the head, we will be able to look into the astral dimension as well as the other dimensions to which the human bodies and consciousness are relocated. And finally, as human beings begin to get in touch with their own souls, or what psychology also calls the higher self, and this contact with one's own soul is prepared through the science of meditation, a science which is also undergoing development, and through meditation we can, at any moment, perceive the presence of any being, whether incarnate or discarnate. I am referring to an inner presence, not an external one. So we will no longer depend on anyone's physical presence, and we will no longer depend on our physical eyes to see the body or to see the etheric body. And we will also no longer need this inner vision, astral, mental, or other dimensions, because as souls, we will always be close to each other and very aware of being together. Unity among beings, whether incarnate or discarnate, is a reality. But we don't perceive this because we live very much on the outward level and we are very much identified with the physical bodies, with physical presence, and with all the material things. And since we are overly identified only with these things, excessively caught up in this dense material level, we are not really interested in the inner side of things and in the inner side of people. We then have difficulty in sensing the inward presence of someone else, which is something that fulfills us much more than the mere physical presence. In times gone by, individuals were prepared to disincarnate. This was done during one's lifetime, so that one became fully aware of this entire process of letting go. One became familiar with the process of disincarnating, and thus people perceived all these stages leading up to the moment of departing toward another dimension, and they moved very naturally toward exiting. By getting to know about these stages, by having this knowledge, fear was minimal. The subject of death is almost always associated with fear. Esoteric psychology tells us that the fear of death is based on some very well-known facts. And if we get to know these facts, we will immediately begin to work on dissolving or transforming this fear, because fear greatly hinders the process of disincarnating. There are some very precise reasons why people feel this fear, this dread of disincarnating. The first reason we know is that individuals might have had unpleasant or difficult experiences of disincarnating during former incarnations. In past lives, their experiences of disincarnating might have been painful.
Então, eles so they no subconsciente
retain
esta
the
memória.
Memory of this in their subconscious.
Eles não se lembrem do que se passou,
even though on the conscious level they do not recall what happened, these ancient impressions of what happened emerge from the subconscious.
E tem medo até
and
sem
so they
saber
are afraid of disincarnating. And they do not even
Mas
know why.
Em vidas passadas,
they are afraid
de
and they
suave,
cannot explain why.
Simples,
but when in past lives, someone disincarnated in a gentle way, in a simple, easy way,
processo.
This person
Isso,
is generally less apprehensive than the others of going through this process.
Uma outra causa
and so this varies from one individual to another. A further cause for fear among people in this regard is the dread that most individuals have of what is unknown or what is mysterious. Since for almost all beings in these times, death is something mysterious, because while we are incarnated, we do not study about death. We don't delve into this subject, as we all know. Because of all this mystery and because of the lack of knowledge, fear begins to predominate. But there are some people who undergo this experience of death beforehand, long before the time comes for their passing over to another dimension. These people, then, are trained in a special way. They are the ones who, during a dream or a meditation or during some sporadic incident, can even experience some aspects that are included in this process of dying. So these individuals experience this in a certain moment of their lives. And when they return to normal consciousness, they are already prepared to go on to other dimensions when the time comes, because they have already perceived from that case they experienced that in no way is it an unpleasant experience, or rather, it does not necessarily have to be an unpleasant experience. And in many dreams, we can gain a clear experience of this. Something else that causes people to fear death is the doubt they have in regard to their own immortality. Since people are not sure if they are or are not immortal, because of an instinct of preservation, an instinct of self-defense, they do not want to disincarnate. Because they are not sure if they are going to go on existing after disincarnating. And generally, those who have no doubt whatsoever in regard to their own immortality face the moment of death much more serenely and with much greater tranquility, even though they might not know the techniques for passing on to the other dimension, even though they might not even know the details of these stages. But there is still another human reason for the fear of death to exist. It's that some people think that if they disincarnate, the ones who are left behind will miss them very much or will need them very much. And there are even some people who think that they are needed so much that they simply cannot disincarnate, and they think they are really indispensable. As long as people suffer from this kind of illusion of being indispensable here on the physical plane, fear holds them back. Attachment to material life, attachment to the things of the earth, attachment to human life of the personality, the pursuit of comfort, striving to obtain material goods, all this ties an individual mind down to dense things, to concrete things, and causes the individual to become overly identified with these things of form and all this apparatus of dense matter. And whenever an individual's mind is closely identified with the material aspects of life, the denser and more concrete aspects, the mind always has difficulty in accepting the fact that there are other dimensions of life. So fear grows and emerges in these people.
como uma das razões responsáveis pelo
medo da morte. And psychology also points out that one of the causes for the fear of death,
todo esse ensinamento religioso in a general way,
is religious teaching in regard to the existence of hell.
Esse ensinamento durante muitos séculos foi propalado. For centuries,
this teaching was disseminated. It was taught persistently. Therefore, this notion of eternal suffering in what is called hell is ingrained in almost all people.
Esses ensinamentos que foram dados durante muitos séculos a respeito do inferno,
these teachings about hell that were given during many centuries,
daquilo que se passa nos níveis do baixo astral,
a kind of description of what happens on the lower astral level, a dimension of life where we go right after disincarnating,
right after departing from the physical body. Elementos de ódio, de rancor,
so, during incarnation, when we harbor elements of hatred, of bitterness, of resentment, of anger, of selfishness, of possessiveness, all these elements, all these traits will take us to the lowest levels of the astral dimension, which is where these forces have their field of action. And that is where we are going to find what are called the dimensions of hell, which are actually created by the very vibration of our own feelings, of our own thoughts.
However,
during incarnation, if we do not have these extreme negative feelings, such as hatred, bitterness, strong attachments, there is no need to fear death. We go to the level to which we are drawn. We go to the level that corresponds to our inner feelings, that corresponds to our own state of consciousness. Therefore, if we work on our feelings during our lifetime, if we work on our consciousness, there is no reason to fear this low astral level, which is called hell. We disincarnate when the task which our soul took on here on earth is finished. We hardly ever disincarnate before our time. We also rarely disincarnate after this pre-established time. Although this may happen, it is not usual. In general, when we have finished the proposed task in a given incarnation, the soul has no more reason to remain incarnated.
Essa tarefa da alma, na encarnação,
this task of the soul in incarnation
antes da alma
is, for the most part, predetermined before the soul incarnates.
Que a alma assume, ela está ligada à
and this task
não
that the soul takes on is linked to the need, not only to the needs of the incarnating individual, but this task could also be linked to the needs of a group of people with whom the individual will interact during that lifetime. And when this task has been completed, when these cycles are over, when these groups of persons have been served in what we can serve them, the soul has no more reason to remain on earth. And it follows another path and begins another process on the other levels. Another reason for a soul to disincarnate is when the personality becomes inadequate for the level of consciousness the soul attains, because the soul, on its own level, which is the level where it is fully conscious, the soul evolves, and from there it perceives new goals, and it cannot always transmit this vision to the personality. The personality is often not prepared to receive this vision and to be aware of all this that the soul is perceiving. At a certain point, some personalities may even be inadequate for what the soul could be living on earth. So in these cases, for lack of expansion, or for lack of adequacy, or for so many reasons that we cannot judge, in these cases, when the personality cannot accompany the development of the soul, the soul may then disincarnate, because the soul has to build another, more appropriate, more suited personality, so that it can function through this personality. A third reason for the soul to disincarnate is when the personality, with its behavior and its attitude, begins to jeopardize a future incarnation.
Como nós sabemos, ela traça
because, as we know,
aqui no plano físico,
the personality charts a destiny here on the physical level. It creates a karma. When the soul incarnates, it is somewhat imprisoned by this karma.
E a alma, então, tem que se adaptar,
and so the soul has to become adapted,
and
often it has to become adjusted to the limitations and to the conditions brought about by this karma, which was built by the personality during a previous life. And when a personality begins to build a very negative, restraining karma for the soul or the higher self in the forthcoming incarnations, the soul can then decide to disincarnate.
O que se passa durante esse período em que estamos desencarnados?
What transpires during the time when we are
discarnate?
What goes on there is similar to what happens during sleep.
O fio magnético,
except that during sleep, the magnetic thread or the thread of life that keeps the consciousness linked to the body, during sleep, this current of energy is not disconnected. But in the process of dying, the thread is broken. Broken, and the consciousness can no longer return to the body.
Só que quando nós despertamos de manhã,
except that when we wake up in the morning,
tanto do dia anterior,
we can remember the experiences from the day before, as well as what happened during the night.
É sempre o mesmo.
Because the physical brain continues to be the same.
É o mesmo cérebro.
It is the same brain we had the day before. It is the same brain we had when we were sleeping. It is the same brain that was there during the experiences, and so we remember. Now, when we disincarnate, we leave behind our brains as well. The magnetic thread is broken, the brain decomposes. And in the next incarnation, we have a different brain, a new one. And this brain cannot recall all that went on before. But what happens to the consciousness during sleep is very similar to what happens to the consciousness that disincarnates. Two kinds of death that people generally fear are violent death and death from cancer.
Que numa morte violenta, muitas
if
vezes,
people only realized that in a violent death, the person often does not even perceive that he or she is disincarnated. People would not get so upset over violent death. In a violent death, we have an instant, rapid awareness of imminent danger. We have a feeling. We have an impression of destruction. But this is all very quick, and the process is like a rapid electric shock. And from that moment on, we are already on another level. We are already outside of the body. And very often, when we go through this experience of disincarnating rapidly in an accident or some violent, rapid circumstance, very often, it's all so quick that we leave the body and from the outside of the body, we watch what is happening to the physical body. Now, in the cases of death due to infirmity, the withdrawal of consciousness is generally much slower. And when the individual resists, this withdrawal becomes much more burdensome than when someone goes through the experience of a violent death. When we go through the experience of violent death, this violence balances out much of the violence we inflicted in former lives or in the life from which we are disincarnating. We have inflicted a lot of violence during our past incarnations, and all this violence is radiated out toward the universe. One part of this violence that causes imbalance in the entire universe, a part of this is worked on by the universe and is resolved. But there is a part of the violence we inflict on the universe that cannot be resolved by the universe itself. So this part is given back to us so that we ourselves undertake its transmutation. So that is, it returns to us so that we ourselves can resolve it. And this is very good for us because it is a great learning experience.
Não é porque o universo resolveu ou assimilou
However,
parte de uma violência
because
nossa,
the universe assimilated or resolved part of our violence does not
nós
mean that there will be no return coming to us.
Forma. Porém,
the violence would return to us regardless. However, in this return, there is always a part that has already been resolved in the universe, a part that has already been transmuted through this infinite one life. So what comes back to us is always something that has already gone through a process. So this is why we do not always receive the return on a violent act in terms of the same act that was committed by us in the past. Sometimes the same violence does return, but under another guise. Because this violence has already been worked on by the universe.
Quando nós passamos por uma experiência dessas de morte violenta,
actually, when we experience a violent death, things will then certainly be all balanced out for us. This balance will have been brought about for us, and we will no longer have a debit, so to speak, in regard to former violent acts that we had sent out to the whole universe.
Mas agora pode-se perguntar,
But now we could
ask,
what about an individual who was not violent and yet who goes through such an experience? Perhaps this person had not been violent in this incarnation in which we know the individual. This means then that the violence returned to the person long range, after a long time. What is more, even after having gone through
Nem
certain changes.
Nem sempre as coisas que nós emitimos para o universo retornam imediatamente.
What we emit to the universe does not always return
depois,
to us immediately.
Mas às vezes demoram mais
sometimes
um pouco.
These acts do return right away, but sometimes they also take some time to return. Depending on the time the universe takes to receive them, to process them, to assimilate them, to adapt them, and then to give them back to us.
Há muitos ciclos universais.
And this is also linked to many universal cycles.
Tipo de desencarnação que faz as
a second type of disincarnating
é
that causes fear in people comes from death resulting from cancer, which is a planetary ailment. That is, all the concentrate of human evil, all the evil lived and practiced by humanity across the ages, this evil was transformed into this illness. It became transformed into this manifestation of illness. So cancer ultimately is the actual reflection of human evil. It is this concentrate, and since this is a planetary manifestation of all humanity, in a certain way, members of humanity are, to a lesser or greater degree, subject to it in one or other incarnation. And when an individual goes through the experience of the illness of cancer, this person not only balances out his or her own individual and personal evil, but also balances out part of the general evil which has to be transformed, which has to be transmuted. But this illness does not only have the function of balancing out an ancient evil, whether it be an individual or of humanity in general, this kind of fire in reality liberates all the light substance that is present in the center of each physical atom and even liberates the light in the subtle counterparts of these atoms which exists on other levels of consciousness. And if we have a clear understanding of what goes on during this process, during such an illness, if we had this awareness, we would even be able to feel, we could perceive during the process all the light of our atoms, all the light of our body becoming liberated. When we are able to face this illness intelligently, or when we are able to understand all that is happening in our cells, we will then see that a great part of the discomfort and a great part of the physical and moral pain will be resolved in another way. We will see that in this process a profound learning is taking place. There is a profound opportunity for development. They say that Ramana Maharshi, a sage from India, who suffered this illness manifested in one arm. They say that he concentrated so hard on what it was doing in his physical body. He was so absorbed by the work that was being carried out in benefit of the purification of the evil of humanity. He was so engrossed in this that for those who witnessed his process of transition, it was as though he had become totally illuminated and as though there were a halo of light around his physical body, and this was certainly his etheric body and his etheric aura radiating the etheric light of the light that was being released, being emitted from all his atoms. And those who witnessed this scene of Ramana Maharshi disincarnating said that they really saw this light, and it was almost materialized. It was very much present, perceptible, within the room where he was disincarnating. But the case did not remain only on the level of phenomena. According to what they declared, everyone felt an immense peace, an inner peace. They sensed an infinite harmony that came and that radiated from the sage while he was disincarnating, and which stimulated inner harmony of all those who were around him. Meanwhile, his arm and his entire physical body suffered the painful condition, but apart from this, the process went on, and he seemed to have attained a state of consciousness in which this pain was no longer felt. But I knew some cases in which pain was present, and the individuals were able to bear this pain. Their acceptance was such that it completely changed their relationship with this pain, and so they were reconciled with the physical pain, and for several future incarnations they were freed from this problem. One thing that I was able to verify in these cases of individuals who are going through the process of cancer is that when individuals are destined to go through this, when the individual changes attitudes and actions during incarnation, when an individual begins to carry out actions that are opposite to the acts of evil or selfishness, when he or she begins to practice positive acts or acts of kindness, one can notice that when the time comes for an individual to undergo the required experience of this cancerous burning to liberate the inner light of the atoms, the change in behavior that took place during life mitigates that process. I myself knew individuals who were destined to undergo painful processes, and to a certain extent they were spared. And they went through the final stages without even feeling pain. And the process changed because of their change of attitudes during life, during their incarnation. In general, this process of our departing from the physical body and entering other dimensions where we will have a new process, in general, it is gentle and tranquil when we are less attached and when we are less involved with all the material things from this physical level. And so, as we work to toward detachment, and we work towards non-involvement with all material things, with physical things. At the time of this transition, at the time of disincarnating, the process is usually gentle. And the process can also be very gentle when the physical body of the individual is very old. Naturally, the individuals who are physically aged have already been worked on. They have been through many experiences, so they are less attached to the earth, less attached to personal things, to so many material conditions. So then we usually witness the disincarnating
of old people as a very mild process
and as though they were really falling asleep.
But
this can also be a possibility for those who have young physical bodies
as long
as they hold and further this correct attitude toward material things and toward physical things. This is not an attitude of disdain for physical things. It is not a rejection of all that is material, but it is a subdued attitude, one of neutrality,
an intelligent attitude toward these things.
So this will make it possible for us to disincarnate like a falling asleep, or with a minimum of resistance and the minimum of obstacles brought on by our physical matter or by our mind that has been overly concentrated on physical things and on matter during incarnation.
Nós veremos proximamente como se dá esse processo da desencarnação
Next,
e quais são as suas etapas
para que
nós possamos nos preparar para elas
stages,
so e fazermos dia essa transição inteligentemente.
And one day make
de qualquer
this transition
forma, essa
in a
preparação
gentle way,
psicológica feita nesse trabalho
the psychological
ela é necessária
that takes
porque
place
sem essa atitude já trabalhada
Because without having worked on this attitude, without having cultivated this attitude of detachment, this attitude of understanding toward death, without these, we cannot face the final processes with the necessary tranquility and clarity.